Hello and welcome to the Foreign Desk Explainer on Monocle 24. I'm Steve Bloomfield. On this week's episode, our New York Bureau Chief Ed Stocker looks at what a Trump presidency means for the Democrats.
Let us not grow weary in doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart.
Where to begin as the Democratic Party initiates a lengthy and painful process of soul-searching, trying to work out what went wrong and why?
So, my friends, let us have faith in each other. Let us not grow weary. Let us not lose heart.
The question on Democrats' lips when Trump takes power at the start of next year will be what it will mean for the Barack Obama legacy. A populist firebrand in the White House poses an immediate threat to everything the Democrats deem him to have achieved over the last 8 years. The Democratic Party has a serious battle on its hands, because this election isn't just about the next commander-in-chief of the United States. It's also about the makeup of Congress and the fact Democrats won't have control of either the Senate or the House of Representatives, meaning it will be easier for the Republicans to get across their agenda. Democrats are asking themselves what the implications may be for gun regulation, women's right to decide, the undocumented, climate change, healthcare, and prison reform, among some of the topics that Obama has defended during his tenure. And Trump is likely to start by seeing to it that the Supreme Court takes on a decidedly conservative outlook. Looking ahead to foreign policy too, will Trump go through with his promise to bomb the shit out of ISIS? And will he cozy up to Russia while rejecting rapprochement with other nations? Will democratic ideals of a liberal, plural, multi-ethnic and multi-faith country be snuffed out by Trump's talk of one nation under one God? Yep, the Christian one. But perhaps the biggest impact of Donald Trump's victory on Tuesday night is how it may affect the very structure of the Democratic Party. Will it shift its message to appeal to more voters in this deeply polarized country? And who is the heir apparent following Hillary Clinton's second defeat in her bid to be president? One gets the sense that Democrats need an injection of youth if they're going to revive their fortunes in the future. Someone who can recreate the euphoria of Yes We Can back in 2008. Plenty remains unknown for now as we enter the lame duck period of the Obama presidency. Democrats will be hoping and praying that Trump's election-style bravado doesn't actually play out when he really does have the access codes to those nukes.
That was the Foreign Desk Explainer. My thanks to Ed Stocker for this week's episode. Tune in this Saturday for the full 30-minute edition of the Foreign Desk. I'm Steve Bloomfield. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.